Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been considering in the last while some of the things that have been happening in our world. Just recently there was that shooting in California where a number of people were killed, and there is so much killing and murdering and evil and wickedness and pain in our world today. And sometimes you wonder, God, will it ever end? We look forward to the return of Jesus Christ and to end all of the wickedness and the atrocities and all the wickedness that's happening around us. And I was reminded of a song that we sing at times, and I want to share a little bit with you here today on the thought or the idea of let earth receive her king. In 1719, there was a song written by Isaac Watts and was first published from his collection called the Psalms of David, and it was based on Psalm 98. Now, Isaac wrote the words of this song as a hymn glorifying Christ's triumphant return at the end of the age. But only the second half of those lyrics are still used today. And today, we sing this song celebrating the coming, the first coming of Christ as a babe born in the stable. And that song is Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. The second part of that score, first score, says, let earth receive her king. Now, that little phrase caught my attention, let earth receive her king. All the way back in the Garden of Eden, God gave to man a promise, the first promise that we have recorded in Scripture of a coming Redeemer. And it says in Genesis 3, the 15th verse, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That was all the way back in the Garden of Eden there. We have that promise that God gave us about a coming Redeemer. But then 2,000 years later, God gave this promise to Abraham. He said in Genesis 12, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Well, how is that going to happen, that all families of the earth be blessed? Well, we know today that that was through Christ, and Christ came through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and through the line of Judah there. Well, 200 years after God gave that promise to Abraham, God gave one to Jacob. And as Jacob was blessing his sons, he spoke of the King of Kings in his blessing to his son Judah. We have that recorded in Genesis 49, verse 10. Jacob says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Wow, that's amazing. And then 800 years later, God spoke through his Spirit to David in the Psalms about the death and suffering of the Redeemer. And then later on, a few hundred years later, God spoke through the prophet Isaiah. And we have recorded here in Isaiah 9, a couple verses here. He says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Wow, that's the word of God. It's a promise. And it is sure. And some of that has already come to pass. Then in Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 11, we have more of the prophecies there concerning the Lord Jesus. And I'm not going to read all of that, but he begins there by saying, comfort ye my people, saith your God. And he speaks about how that the Lord Jesus is coming. Every valley will be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And he goes on and says, O Zion, thou that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Behold your God. He was coming. And those are beautiful words there. And then in chapter 60 of Isaiah, he says, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Wow, that is so beautiful. Those are just a few glimpses of verses here, words that God has given through his prophets about the coming of the Lord Jesus. And that was his first coming. And I wanted to share about let earth receive her king. And, you know, Christ did come. And but he wasn't recognized by many of the Jewish people back then. And we want to talk about that probably tomorrow, about out of time here. So, it is a beautiful thing to think about, that Christ came. And I'm glad he didn't stay as a small child and a baby. He grew and ministered as a man in this dark, sinful world, laid down his life for us, rose again, is now with God in heaven, but he's coming again. And we're going to talk about that. So may the Lord Jesus bless your day, and consider how that the earth needs to receive her king. He came once, he's coming again. His second coming is going to be different than his first coming. God bless your day, and walk with him.